You're a bad influence. Bad.
Yes.
Funny. Look at you, got a loogie in your neck.
You have a serious good memory. I would have never thought of that. I just have bits and pieces of stuff that when I was.
Oh, no, I know.
HR puffer stuff. Who don't remember that?
Man, I
you too young. You wouldn't know.
Look it up.
Amen. Oh, by the way, I'll put your mic on Pastor Eli.
By the way. I need to.
Oh, I already did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Awesome. Okay, we're good. We're cherry.
You're rocking and rolling, bro.
Are we ready to go?
Yes, we need to.
All right. We just celebrate all the children. Hey, you guys, I need. As a matter of fact, Ryan, I need you to come and pray me in.
That's that baby devil out of him.
I have to cast something out of him.
Now, this is a clear picture.
See, I take you guys back all the time.
Get a little closer to
Mayberry.
All right.
Are we on?
Whatever. We've been on.
Okay,
I'm turning 10.
Oh, all right. Pray us in, brother.
Y'all should have been here 5 minutes ago. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we're humbly seeking a fresh word from your throne tonight. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would flow through Pastor Sandy tonight, that your word would find fertile soil in our hearts, in our minds. God, grant us repentance. Lord, grant us a closeness to you tonight from this message. Father, we thank you for all of those who are listening, all of those who will listen, Lord, those who are preaching your word tonight all around this world. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would unite us all in the message of the gospel. Lord, the message of repentance. Lord, and most importantly, the message that you're coming soon and we need to be ready.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this evening. Bless your people. Protect them. Provide for them. Lord, draw near to them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, I want to begin tonight by not explaining, but I really want to tell you guys how, who heard me say, the Lord said, My birthday, I won't be spending my birthday here. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, I want to tell you guys how this all happened, okay? So, because me and God have been going back and forth with this. And it's kind of like, I feel like, who's the guy that was, the angel came in there and told him he was going to have a baby, and he didn't believe it, so he couldn't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zachariah. So I don't want to be like Zachariah. When God tells you something, you have a choice to either believe it, or if you keep asking too many questions,
yeah.
Sometimes it comes out wrong, okay? So this is how it happened.
Mic's not on.
My mic's not on, or Pastor Ben's mic's not on.
Go ahead, okay. Pastor, keep talking.
Can I keep talking?
Yes,
now?
Sir.
Okay. So anyway, this is how it happened. Me and Greg came to an agreement because I was went shopping with him one day, and I was amazed at his perfume and cologne intellect. So he's talking to this lady, and she's saying, "Well, the Je Ne Parle Plus won't be in till next week, but they're holding off on the Coupa Shul." And Greg was like, "Well, the Coupa Shul should be better this year because last year," and it was like they were talking some cologne language that I did not have a clue what they were talking about. But Greg knew every brand. He could say it in French. And I was like, "Wow, Greg really knows cologne." I remember going home telling Drea, "Greg knows cologne like crazy." So I said, "Hey, Greg, I'm going to teach you the watch game because I know watches. I'll teach you the watch game and you teach me the cologne game." And so he brought me some cologne, so I got him some watches that I know, like, he wouldn't buy, and you can't buy in the store here, right? So you'd have to, like, order it from overseas. So I got him a watch, and it was supposed to come on the 11th. It said between the 11th and the 22nd. On the 6th, I heard the Lord say, the watch that you bought for Greg is already here. And I was, no, at first he said, I said, well, I'm gonna turn 60 this year. And the Lord said, you won't spend your 60th birthday here. And I went, cause I want to hear it, but I was like, okay. But I didn't say anything. This is all in my mind, but I'm thinking it. And then the Lord said, the watch you got for Greg is here already. And I went, nah, I'm thinking to myself, there's no way it could be here now. It's not even due to the 11th, it's only the 6th. And they usually are late. It probably will get here like the 15th or 18th before the 20th. And so I didn't even go check, but I heard the Lord tell me it's already here. So the Lord said, if it's here, will you believe what I just told you about your birthday? And I said, yeah. And so I still didn't go check to see if the watch was there. So it was time to pick Israel up for school. So I said, let me just look in the box to see if it's here. And it was there. And I went, yeah. I'm like, okay, let's go then. You know, I don't want to be 60 here. I'd rather be 60 up in heaven, right? So now all this week, I'm like, oh. Then I'm after the Lord told me, I said, I'm thinking to myself, not out loud, Lord, can I tell the people? Should I tell the people or not? And he said, you can or can't. It won't change it. It won't change anything. And I went, okay. So I decided to tell you because that's the way I am, okay? And so now all this week, I'm like, oh Lord, what if it don't happen? What, you know what I mean? I'm like acting like Zachariah in the temple. I'm trying to go back on whether I believe him or not. Anyway, I won't even go over the dumb conversation I had, but I'm believing it. I don't want to be 60 here. I'd rather be 60 in heaven. I believe that the 27th of Cheshvan will be a new beginning for earth, and I believe that'll be the day they sign the peace agreement. Okay. Now, oh, where's my phone? I should have got my phone. I'm going to grab something else out of my bag, but I should have gotten my phone because I want to know, I wanted to remember who sent me, wait a minute, where's that book at? Did I already put it up there? No. There was a blue book I had. But I put it in the bag. Ah, thank you, Greg. That's why you wear glasses. You can see stuff. Okay, now, I'm so looking forward to getting out of here. One of the members emailed me and she said, Pastor Sandy, I am trying to explain to somebody about the Lamed, like the when it says in the book of Psalms, it says in the book of Psalms, the song of ascent, the song of ascent, right? And we have 15 songs of ascent that begin in Psalms 120. Okay, you guys listen because this is kind of blew my mind. God just took me through this. So we have 15 Psalms of ascent in the book of Psalm. They are these songs that the priests sing as they take 15 steps up to the Shekinah to be in the presence of God. Hezekiah wrote these songs or he chose these songs to be sang as you're going up to the temple to be in the presence of God, okay? So you don't get a psalm of ascent until you get to the 120th psalm, which means that this is a psalm of Mi'alah. I'll say it in Hebrew because it means going up. This is the song of going up, okay? So, in the 120th year of, or the in the 2020, which is the 120th year, something happened in the world that Jesus Christ had prophesied, that it would be as it was in the days of Noah. So in the 120th year, a worldwide flood had to affect everyone on the earth, and that's what we saw. Now, the next psalm of ascent is Psalm 121, which stands for the year 2021, okay? And so you have 15 psalms of ascent, and in English, they all say the song of ascent. The 120th say, this is the psalm of ascent. The 121st say, the psalm of ascent. Now in Hebrew, it doesn't do that. In Hebrew, 14 of them say the psalm, the song of the ascent, but only one says the psalm to ascend. But you would never see it in English, and anyone translating it would not understand that the lamed is a infinitive verb that means an action is starting here, okay? So God is writing the Bible. Now, listen, if you're a scribe and you, because they had to write out the Torah by hand, right? And then they had other rabbis who would look at it to make sure that no letters were missing. If one letter was missing, they didn't keep it and say, well, we'll just sell it at the thrift store. They would take it and they would burn it because it was missing one letter. This is how strict the scribes were in writing the Torah or writing the Torah out and making copies. So you have to understand every letter is important to God. God has 15 psalms of ascent. He chooses only one to say, I'm going to put the lamed there and make it an infinitive verb, meaning that now an action is taking place. You won't see that in English. If you're a Hebrew student, if you understand Hebrew, you know that a lamed has more important value than just saying ha ma'alot, which means the time of the ascent, okay? Once I put that lamed in there, I'm making this now an action, an infinitive verb. I'm making this is something that's now happening, okay? Why would God put it in the 120th Psalm? Why would he put it in the 121st Psalm and not in the 126th Psalm? Or in the 100, you know what I mean? Or even in the 120th Psalm? God is intelligent. He wrote the word so that we can understand what's going on there, okay? Now, if it's in the 121st Psalm, that means there's seven Psalms after that completely mirror the tribulation. From 121 to 128, you have every action there that is mirroring the tribulation from the beginning to the middle of the tribulation to the end of the tribulation is all in Psalms 121 through 128. So, I realized that she didn't have this material in front of her, so trying to explain this to somebody and saying, oh, Psalms 121 has a lamed in it, and that means we're leaving. And someone who doesn't understand Hebrew says, I read all 15 Psalms, and they all just say the Psalm of Ascent. Neither one of them say, this is the Psalm that everybody's leaving, you know? But to understand Hebrew, you would understand. So I did this for her that day. And I emailed it to her, and I'll find out the name. She's probably like trying to chime in and say, you know who I am. Anyway, so I made sure that I did this on every psalm, okay? Now, on Psalm 120, if you see where it says 2020, see that letter next to it? That is a hey, okay? That is the psalm of the ascent. A hey in front of the Hebrew word is the ascent, okay? Now, don't even look at 121 yet. You see Psalms 122? It says, Shir ha ma'alot, meaning the psalm of the ascent, okay? If you go over to the next one, 123, Shir ha ma'alot, it has a hey. 24, Shir ha ma'alot, it has the hey. 25, Shir ha ma'alot, it has the hey. 20, Psalms 126, which is for the year 2026, which Jesus says in that psalm, I'm coming back with my she's with me. That has a hey. Now Psalms 127, it has a hey. Shir ha ma'alot. Psalms 128, Shir ha ma'alot. Okay? So they all have a hey, and if I go to 29, you'll see the hey. if I go to 30, you'll see the hay. You go over to 31, you're going to see the hay. You look at 32, there's a hay. 33, there's a hay. 34, there's a hay. So all 15 of the Psalms are there. Now only one, if you go back to the front page, says Shir le ma'alot, which means an infinitive action is happening. A verb is happening here. Okay? Now, why is the Lamed so important to be there? Okay? Okay. There's no difference in English, but in Hebrew, there is a big difference in the Hebrew in 121. So I want you guys to look at this. Are you looking at your page?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go to the board just in case somebody. Could you see this on all of those, Pastor Ben, on the board? If I went to the board?
Yes.
Okay. Now watch this. How many Hebrew letters are there?
22.
22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 is the kaf. Okay? That is a letter. What is the meaning of kaf? Look at this. It is the crowning accomplishment. This is the time that a king gets crowned. Okay? This is the time where there is a crowning accomplishment taking place. So the kaf, remember, the Hebrew letters are not just letters. They have meaning. And so now you get the kaf, right? This letter means the crowning accomplishment. Now, I wish all my Hebrew students were here. In Hebrew, you have what you call sophit letters. That means if it's an ending, you have to put the sophit letter because you can't put the regular letter. You have to put the ending letter. So here's a kaf, but in the sophit form. You see how it's written? It has a long line that goes all the way down. Okay? So the crowning accomplishment begins with going down. Now you get to Lamed, because now you're on the other side of the story. Now Lamed is the only letter that goes up above the line. So Lamed is a letter that talks about ascending up. It's the only letter, it's the only letter in the Hebrew that ascends above all the other letters. So first you have kaf, the crowning accomplishment, it must go down. Then you got Lamed. You have Lamed, the only letter that ascends above, because Lamed has the meaning of Hallel. It has every other meaning that is talking about this being an accomplishment of Christ, his crowning, coming down, and then going up, okay? So, let's talk about letter. So I want to read it here. So Jesus Christ says, I am the beginning and the end, the Aleph and the Tav. Remember that Jesus said that, okay? He did not say I'm the Alpha and Omega. Jesus says, I am the Aleph and the Tav. He was Hebrew, okay? So Jesus is the Aleph and the Tav. He's the beginning of the Hebrew letters, and he's the end of the Hebrew letters. What are we talking about here? Aleph, God, Bet, house, Gamel, kindness, delete, door, hey, spirit, Vav, connecting, salvation, transcendence, Zion, life. Okay, then you got Tet, and you got Yod, the hand, and then you got Kof, the hand that is open, and then you got Lamed, but all of these have meanings. You understand? They're not just letters, they all have meanings. A B for us is just a B, but a Bet in Hebrew means house. You understand? So every letter has a meaning. And so when you get to Lamed, it ascends higher than all the other letters, but only after the Kof goes down below all the letters. Okay? Here we go. Because there's not, I'm trying to tell you, there's not like, oh, God just decided to put a Lamed there. That's not God. Okay? Now watch this. Okay, so there's 22 letters. The dividing is there's 11 letters before and there's 11 letters after, okay? Now, the infinitive verb action, Lamed, extends above all letters, while the Kof letter, it says Lamed means teacher and student. So it actually has a meaning. If you said Lamed or Lamod, it's the same word, but it means teacher and it means student. So it also is the word that has two Lameds in it, is Hallel. So how do you bring the teacher and the student together? I will, in the midst of your praise, God will come down in the midst of your Hallel. So God dwells in the praises of his people. You understand? So the Hallel has two Lameds. It's like the praise brings both teacher and student together. Keep listening. We're going to get to this in a minute. Okay, so the Lamed stands for praise, and the Lamed stands for teacher and student. It's also the ascending letter. It's the 12th letter, which means governmental order is about to begin. So it's a 12th letter, so that means that it's now time to set up governmental order, okay? Now, Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalit. That's how you spell it. And the numerical value is the Med is a 30, the Mem is a 40, the Dalit is a 4, that's 74. Now, that teacher, Lamed meaning teacher, is a trinity. So times it times 3, 74, 74, 74 is 2, 2, 2, which means the voice of God. Where do we get that? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 19. Now, what's in Deuteronomy chapter 19 where it says the voice of God representing 222. Is it Deuteronomy 19:19 or is it Exodus 19:19? I think it's Exodus 19:19, you guys. Because I put Deuteronomy there, but I think it's Exodus. Yes, it's Exodus. So cross that out. Sorry about everybody at home. I put Deuteronomy, it's Exodus 19. So I'm going to read this. Now watch this. Let's start here at verse 17. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. So what is this chapter about? The wedding, right? So Moses led the people out the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended in fire. The smoke billowed up like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then God spoke, and the voice of God answered him. So the voice of God that answered him is three times Lamed. Okay, it is 222, which is God is taking you from just showing you a Lamed in Psalms to letting you know that this is all connected to when Israel got married to God in Mount Sinai. Do you guys know about the marriage that happened in Mount Sinai?
Oh, yeah.
It's 50 days after they come out of Egypt, and God says to the Hebrews, I have a covenant for you. And he gives Moses the covenant. Take this covenant to the people. See if they agree. If they do agree, come back to me with the answer. All the people said, we agree. We will do just as God has asked. So God gave them a covenant. They accepted the proposal. Moses took the answer back to God, and God said, okay, then now tell the people to meet me at Mount Sinai at the foot of the mountain. Do not touch the mountain. Do not try to go up the mountain. But at the foot of the mountain, on the third day, I'm going to do what? I'm going to come down. Okay? I'm going to come down and have this marriage ceremony with the nation of Israel. So they have this wedding that took place, and it says, then the voice of God spoke. What's the voice of God? Three times Lamed. It's the Trinity of Lamed. The teacher came down and he spoke, and then the marriage took place. Okay? Now, let me tell you. Now, the word for king in Hebrew is melech. Do you see it has the same exact word, letters as lamed? You see that? So the mem, the lamed, and the kaf, okay? Wait a minute. Lamed. No. No, melech. Melech has the same numerical value as the letter Lamed. It's a 30 value. Lamed is 30 value. King is a 30 value. Judah is a 30 value. Okay, who began their ministry when they were 30? Jesus, who was teaching when he was 12. Jesus, what's that letter? Lamed. Okay. So he's teaching when he's 12. He begins his ministry when he's 30. All of this is connected to the letter Lamed, okay? And the name Judah. What tribe is Jesus Christ from? Judah. Also has a numerical value of 30, which is the Lamed, okay? So for God to put Lamed there for the second half of this, the second half of this journey, as we enter into the second half, and the man takes us up, And the crowning ceremony begins. This is all being talked about in the letter sequence of the scriptures. Here, now let's go. I want to you guys to read something else with me. Let's go to Genesis chapter 24. Okay, now, this, we read this last week, but I want to try and clear, I want to make sure it's clear to you. Eleazar, in chapter 24, in verse 1, Abraham calls Eleazar into the room. And he says, I need you to make a promise for me. I need you to go and get my son a bride. And when you find her, bring her back here, okay? Now, Eleazar goes on this journey. He asks God, please help me find a bride for my master's son. And he goes by a well and he meets who? Rebecca, right? He meets her by the well. She takes him home. He gives her gifts, bracelets, earrings, nose rings. And he's telling her what? All about his master's son, and asking her, would she come back with him to marry his master's son? Now, she's never met him, just like we've never met Jesus, but she agrees. I will go back with you and marry this man. She's never seen him. I don't know what it's based upon. She received some nice gifts. But in her heart, she was like, yes, this is something I want to do. So even it got to the point where the brothers were like, no, we're not going to let you go for 10 days. And he's like, Eleazar's like, no, let me go. You know, I need to go now. And he's like, no. And then he said, well, ask the girl if she wants to go, let her go. And she agrees. She says, no, I want to go and marry him. So the commitment is by the bride that she's going to marry. She's going to go back and participate in the marriage, okay? So, we get to the portion where it says here, and I'll start reading at verse 57. It says, then they said, let's call the girl and ask her about it. So they called Rebecca and asked her, will you go with this man? I will go, she said. So they sent their sister Rebecca on her way along with her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring possess the gates of their enemy. Then Rebekah and her maids got ready to mount the camels and went back with the man. So Eleazar is on his way back where? To his master's house, and he has the bride with him. Okay? Now, so the servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac is representing who? Jesus, right? Had come from Baal Lahairoi, where his father lives, for he was living in Negev at the time. Negev, if you look it up, is the southern region of the area. So he left his father's house and went down to the southern region and was waiting there in the field. Why? Because the crowning accomplishment means he has to go down first and then go up. Remember, he's coming down first, then he's going up. This is why the lettering is telling you the same thing. Okay? So he comes down to Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate. Did he go out to get his bride?
No.
Okay. And as it says, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. Rebekah also looked up and saw Isaac. We can say this, and the church went back with the Holy Spirit, and Jesus had come down to a cloud, okay? And we looked up and we saw Jesus, and Jesus looked down and he saw the church, okay? And then it says, so if she got down from the camel and asked the servant, who is that man in the field coming to meet us? Has she ever seen Isaac before? No. Have you seen Jesus before? No. So who is this man coming to meet us? What do you mean coming to meet us? You're supposed to be taking me back to his house, but he's come down to meet us in the southern area called Negev. Okay? Okay. He is my master. The servant answered. She said, so she took her veil and covered herself. Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. So the Holy Spirit is telling Jesus all he went through to get the bride to bring him back. And as the Holy Spirit is saying, well, I met this one at work and they were having some problems, but I had another one of our service tell that one about Jesus. And then that one, oh, she was strung out on drugs, but we gospeled to her and she got healed and she joined the bride. And he's telling Jesus all about how he got the bride, what went on, right? But now he's back and he's got the bride. And where is Jesus at? He's in the southern region, or he's come down to Negev to meet his bride. Once he meets her, they go back up to Abraham's house, to Baal Lahairoi, and then the wedding takes place. This is exactly what God is saying is about to happen, okay? Now, what's the importance of this story? There is a reason why you have a lament here. You got 15 Psalms. All 15 are talking about the ascension up. But only one says, now it's happening. And that's in Psalms 121 for 2021, which is just happens to be 7 years away from the end of the fig tree generation. Does that bother anybody? That tells me that God is trying to speak to us in more than one ways. Like I told you that this would be the last generation. I told you it would be 80 years. I told you the tribulation would last 7 years. I've told you everything. Now I'm letting you know that I put a lament in 2021. Just so you know, this is the year of action, and it just happens to be 7 years before the end of the tribulation. And do we understand that? Okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's go. See, I told you guys it wouldn't be hard. Okay? Now, let's go to Thessalonians. First and second Thessalonians. That's right. See, the fact of the matter is that the letter before Lamed is called the crowning accomplishment. Not just the accomplishment, it's time to be crowned. So since we're time to be crowned, and this is the end of the first 11 letters, now it has to be a Sophit letter, which now you have to write it like this going down. And then you have to have the lament letter says, now that we've gone down with the crowning of accomplishment, now it's time to extend above the letters and go up. Okay. You know, I'm at home and I'm always studying Hebrew. So, you know, when God showed me this today, I was like, wow, you even put it in the letters. What else are you possibly going to do for us to let us know that this is it? I mean, what are they going to do? A new pandemic? Now you got to wear not only a mask but a blindfold. What? I mean, what are we? I mean, how far do we have to get before God's people go, maybe Jesus is coming?
They might want to hold Jesus.
I mean, it's just the events of the world are just so crazy. One of the pilots from the airline says, if all of us quit, they're going to have to shut down the airline because they wouldn't have enough pilots to run the thing. And they said, all of us have combined together and said, we're not doing it. So it's like this whole spiritual war for them to get control of people and for people to rejecting it is happening right in front of us. Mm-hmm. It started in the 2020, the 120th year, just like Jesus said. Yeah. It's worldwide, just like Jesus said. And now it's time for Jesus to come down so he can get his bride and take us back up. Because the clouds is not heaven.
Amen.
The clouds is not Abraham's home. Amen. Okay? The clouds is him coming down to get us.
Amen.
You're in Thessalonians, and I think we're in chapter 4. My. Oh, yeah, chapter 4, verse, we're gonna start at verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. You guys there?
Yes.
It says, brethren, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep or grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Who are the people that have no hope? People who don't know Christ. They don't know that they have no hope. They think they're okay. Or some of them are just rebellious and they don't want the love that's being presented to them. Okay? It says, we believe that Jesus died and rose. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to whose words? The Lord's words. This is what Jesus told them. They're not making up something new. He says here, according to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, are you guys still alive?
Yes, sir.
Who are left till the coming of the Lord will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. So who's going to get their resurrected bodies first? Those who have died in Christ already are going to get their resurrected bodies first. Now, it's giving you the procedure. It says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven, just like Isaac went down to Negev, just like the cuff letter is going down below the rest of the letters, so that you can become a Lamed and rise above the rest of the letters. Do we understand? For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. So now God's showing me, I even put it in the letters, Sandy. There's 22 letters. Guess what? They divide. There's 22 letters. There's 11 on this side and there's 11 on this side. That means there's a division. Is there a division anywhere else in the Bible that might be talking about a Gentile rapture? What's Psalms 117? The middle of the Bible. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Let's go to Psalms 117. Just where the letters are, you guys, oh my goodness. Just where the letters are dividing, also the Bible divides. So the words, all the letters that God wrote, divide, they have a middle, they have a middle scripture that divides everything. You in Psalms? Yeah. Now watch this. Let me grab something because I want to be prepared to do this. Now, okay, God just reminded me of something. Let me grab this. All right. Okay. Now, Psalms 117, this is what it says. You there? Okay. It says, praise ye the Lord. What is that? Hallel. What is Lamed? It is a praise. But it doesn't say, praise ye the Lord, all you nations. What does it call us? All you Gentile nations. So it's telling the middle verse that divides all the words of God, that divides the word of God, is a chapter that says, praise ye the Lord, all you Gentiles. Extol him, all you people. For God, it says, for great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallel. The two laments, once again. Remember, the name, the letter Judah, I mean the name Judah, which Jesus Christ is from the tribe of Judah, right? The letter lament is numerical value 30. The name Judah is numeric value 30. What does Judah mean? Praise, right? Judah means praise. So when we are raised up, when you're walking around alive, and then all of a sudden you are taken up and we are praising God, this is the Lamed. This is the teacher and the student coming together in praise.
10 minutes left.
Thank you. I'm trying to see, where should I go before? Okay. We'll get back to 117 tomorrow. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 20. And then I want to show you guys something. 2 Kings chapter 20, okay? And I want to show you guys something that, because God started me on this journey in a very special way. You're in 2 Kings? You're in chapter 20. Okay. Now I'm going to put my tag there and I'm going to explain something to you guys. Now watch this, okay? A day unto the Lord is 1,000 years, okay? Jesus Christ comes here, 1,000 years go by. Once 1,000 years goes by, that means that Jesus has been gone how long?
One day.
Now we get to the 2000s, and we get to, and actually, let me tell you, Jesus was born 17 years before the 4,000th year. So now we go 2,000 years ahead, and now we're on the day two, right? Now, once we get past 2000, that means once we pass 2017, we are now early morning on the third day. You understand? Because a day to the Lord is 1,000 years. That day passed, 1,000 years passed. 2,000 years passed at 2017. So now 18, 19, 20, 21, we're 4 days past the 6,000th year. So that means we're the third day. It's early in the morning on the third day, 2021. We are 4 days or 4 hours into a brand new day. Okay? So the wedding has to take place when? On the third day. What did he tell them in Exodus? Tell the people to wait for me. I'm going to come down when? On the third day and meet with them, okay? In the Gospels, they say Jesus was at a wedding in Canaan. On what day? On the third day. The wedding's going to take place on the third day. The third day of man or the third day of God? It's his wedding. So we are early morning on the third day. Now, let's read this. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with a whole and wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah left the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him. "Go back to tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, that is what the Lord God, your father David says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears, and I will heal you. On the third day, you will go up to the temple of the Lord, and I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hands of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." So now he tells him, not only am I going to heal you, on the third day, I'm going to do what? You're going to come up to the temple of God. Who wrote the 15? Who chose the 15 Psalms to go up to the temple of God? Hezekiah. When does he go up? On the third day. So we are perfectly situated on the third day. This is going into the 3,000 years after Jesus, but it's early in the 3,000 year count. We're like at 2004. Okay, so we're early trying to get into the third day, right? To finish the third day. So this is early morning on the third day. There is a wedding, and this is perfect time for it to take place. So now, to close, God has already spoken in too many different ways. He told us that when Israel is rebirthed, that will begin the last generation. That happened, and now we're here, and we're 7 years before the end of that generation. He told us that in the 120th year, a worldwide flood would take place. It would be as it was in the days of Noah. It has happened. We're in a worldwide flood. It's been going on for about a year. How long was Noah on the boat? For a year and 10 days. Okay? So that's happened. Now God says, let me show you this. And then let me show you this. Let me show you what's going to happen on the 9th of Av. And I'm going to let you do it, Sandy, so that people know that the 9th of Av is really the 9th of Av and everything is right on time. So these things are happening to show the people of God, you're panicking over nothing, you're leaving. Unless God can reverse everything that he's done to bring you to this day, unless he reverses everything, you're almost out of here. So there's really no reason for everybody to be panicked over all the bad stories of things that they're going to do to us in the next few years, because you're checking out. And now God gives me this today, because the young lady's question was, How do I explain the Lamed? Well, now you know. The Lamed is the dividing of time. Now, this right here, the Lamed, that's praise. What is this? Living water, new life, Semek, the support from God. We will see him eye to eye or face to face. This is the eye of God. Panim, okay? And this is the righteousness. This is holiness. The resh is his rofe, his healing. Shin is he's like self-sufficient. And tav is he did everything through the cross. All of this was brought about because of the cross. That's why the tav is the end. The crowning accomplishment happens. Jesus gets a bride because of the cross. All of this accomplishment has been because of the cross. Everybody who accepted Jesus Christ becomes part of the bride. He's coming down so that he can take us up. So he situated the letters to let you know, even in the lettering system, I come down in the year of the crowning accomplishment, and I lament you, and we praise and hallel as we rise above the rest of the letters. God bless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.